years running now, I've gotten the same email over and over again from various people. Sometimes I get it 6 or 7 times. I know you've gotten it too. If the wise men had been wise women, they would have asked directions, arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought more practical gifts. Yeah, right. There are lots of interesting myths and legends about the wise guys. An interesting group of guys, if you think about it. First of all, how many wise guys were there? Well, the tradition says 3. All of the nativity creches I've seen have 3. All of the pictures and paintings I've seen have 3. We have hymns that say 3 wise men. We 3 kings of Orient are. But in point of fact, Scripture doesn't say how many wise guys there were. Scripture says there were 3 gifts. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. 3 gifts. And we've just assigned a wise guy per gift. And traditions say that the wise men, some say kings, some say astrologers, they studied the skies, they studied the heavens, they knew the portents of the seasons based on the stars and the planetary rotations and motions in the sky. And these 3 guys are usually depicted as coming to the birth scene right after Jesus was born, along with the shepherds. In fact, you usually see, you know, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus in the stall, kind of like right here on the front. Then you've got the shepherds and the animals and the wise men. And yet, the only place they appear in Scripture doesn't have them coming in to the nativity scene. It has them coming in a house. So the traditions about the wise men are interesting. They've kind of glommed on to the story over the years, but they're not really biblical, are they? So what can we say about the wise men? Who were they and what did they do? And why are they important? Well, as I told the kids in the children's sermon time, they gave 3 gifts. Gold and Frankenstein and myrrh. They gave 3 gifts. Gold. The gift of kings. The gift that expresses worth and value. The gift that shows forth the majesty and kingship of Christ Jesus. The gift that is, as some people would say, the most useful. Frankincense. Used in worship to create incense at the altar. In the Old Testament, it was used in the Holy of Holies. In the churches today, it's used around the altar to symbolize the prayers of the people ascending to God and the presence of God in the midst of the people. And myrrh, a balm, an ointment, a perfume applied to someone's dead body for preparation to go into the grave. The 3 gifts. Tell us about Jesus. That Jesus is King. That Jesus is God, God's presence with us. And that Jesus is a human being, just like us, who suffered and died for us so that we would never have to go through it alone. That no matter what we faced, Jesus would be with us. These 3 gifts tell us the whole gospel story. They tell us about the kingship, divinity, and humanity of Jesus. They also tell us about what we should be doing, how we should be living, what we should be giving to Christ. The gold is reflective of our very best. Not just our gold, as in the stuff that's in our wallets and bank accounts. It certainly is that, but it's also more than that. It's the giving of our very best, of all that we have and are, and the very best of what we have and are. The frankincense reflects our prayers. We're called to pray and be present with Christ in the family of faith. And the myrrh reflects how we are to reach out to others, help others, care for others, serve as Christ served, being the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears and the lips of Jesus. St. Teresa of Avila had a beautiful prayer. Christ has no other hands but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet through which he walks to do good. Yours are his hands, yours are his feet, yours are his eyes. You are his body. Christ has no other body now on earth but yours. The myrrh tells us that we are to be the body of Christ in this world, reaching out to us with the love of God, just as Jesus did when he lived in this world. Reaching out to others, helping others, serving others, as the presence of Jesus in this world. So we're supposed to give all that we have, our very best, our kingly offerings, the finest gold of our living. We're called to give our prayers and our presence in worship, together in fellowship. And we're called to give our service. It sounds like the promises, the vows that we made when we joined, doesn't it? We promise to support the church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. Those are the gifts we are called to give to Christ and to each other. These very special gifts, the very best gold that we have in our very best gifts, our prayers and our presence and our service. In the year 2008, my prayer for us is that we will do that, that we will take a fresh start in giving of the gold that God has given us, the very best, of giving of our prayers and our presence, and of our service to others. We have given, and we are called to give, because we have received. And because we have received, we truly must be about giving. Giving to God. Giving to each other, giving to those people outside this building who will never come into this building, but who need to hear the good news of a God who loves, forgives, receives, and transforms. We have received so much in worship, in the many means of grace, in worship, in scripture, in hymn singing, fellowship together, the sacrament of Holy Communion. We have received so much in the gospel message. And we're called to give back our very best. Let us be about doing that in 2008. Let us be about giving to others. Let us be about giving to Christ. Let us be about being the body of Christ in this world. It's a simple act of faith, reaching out as Christ's body. It's a simple act of faith, giving our very best. It's a simple act of faith, prayer and presence together. In this year, let us be the gifts that the wise men gave. And let us be truly wise in giving ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information, or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.